Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, it is a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and we are almost to the weekend. It's going to be just a beautiful weekend. The Saints are home. We're going to talk even more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon, but we'll talk about the Saints' new starting quarterback. We talked about it on the show yesterday, and I just, you know, I shared my opinion that just based on what I'd seen, and I've said the decisions, you know, certainly up to the Saints, but I shared my just gut reaction that I thought Spencer Rattler would be the best quarterback for the Saints under the circumstances that we have. A depleted offensive line, the ability to run, that not having a starting quarterback, it seemed like out of the two, Spencer Rattler, nothing against Jake Haener, but that Rattler would be the best quarterback to start. Doug Mouton of Channel 4 thought the same thing, and the Saints obviously felt the same way because they announced yesterday that Spencer Rattler will start at quarterback. Now, look, the guy is a rookie. The worst thing that he can do is try and do too much. He could easily freak himself out and have a terrible, terrible game. And, you know, if he starts to have a terrible game, and if it continues, not if he starts to have a terrible game, but if it doesn't start out well and it continues, then why not put Jake Haener in? So I don't know how that's going to play out. I wish Rattler the best of luck. And, man, I hope he's passing, running. I hope he's just doing all the things that that a quarterback needs to do for us to win. And, you know, we could win this game. But the Bucs are a really good team. And Baker Mayfield is really doing a great job guiding the Bucs. So we'll talk about all of that a little bit later. And again, tomorrow on Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us on this really, really nice Thursday afternoon. So the campaign continues. We're less than a month away from Election Day. And the rhetoric just continues to ramp up. It's so much fun to talk about some of this stuff. Because it's so unbelievable that some people believe some of the things that they believe. So, you know, we're going to try and wade through some of the lies and some of the rhetoric that's out there. So we're going to try and wade through some of that this afternoon. And, of course, if you want to join us with a comment or an opinion, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Yeah, there's a woman who was dressed in MAGA wear And she was trying to convince the interviewer, the person who was interviewing people, that the U.S. government controlled the hurricane to hurt Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene believes that. Look, if Marjorie Taylor Greene believes something, you could really do yourself a favor and just believe the opposite. Whatever she believes, just believe the opposite, and you're going to probably be in rather intelligent company, because Marjorie Taylor Greene is just rarely right about these things. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a total lunatic, and this is no reflection on Republicans. Well, I mean, to some degree it is, but for the most part, it's not a reflection on Republicans, and there are a lot of Republicans who, you know, feel the same way that I do about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a total whack job. And, you know, people who are extremists should not define the entire group, and Marjorie Taylor Greene should not define all Republicans and all conservatives. But we'll talk a little bit about this person who is, wearing MAGA gear and promoting the idea that the government controls hurricanes to hurt Donald Trump. I mean, this is just absolutely insanity. We talked about it a little bit yesterday and the day before, but, you know, I can't believe that so many people are talking about how ridiculous it is that the government controls hurricanes, and yet some people are doubling down on it, and they're continuing to bring it up as something that is legitimate. All right, Joe Biden really concerned about a reporter's suggestion that he call up Donald Trump and tell Donald Trump to stop the FEMA misinformation. I mean, how do you think that phone call is going to go? Not so well, but a lot of misinformation about FEMA. And again, you know, we should all be reminded, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, we should all be reminded about the reality that it doesn't matter what the truth is. What matters is to most of us, not me or you, but to most of this country, what seems to matter most is what they tell us. And they tell us what they think we want to hear. That's it. Last night, I was watching much of the live coverage of the hurricane. I was switching back and forth between Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. And they all had reporters there. They were all out there. Many of the anchors were out there in it. And Anderson Cooper got hit by a flying object. But he's okay. I have a question, and I can't be the only person who's noticed this. But I keep hearing, this has been the last couple of years, and maybe it's gone on more, but for the last couple of years, I've noticed the predictions of these seawalls, these walls of water, this surge of water, 10 feet, the town's going to be underwater. I hear about these surges, and they don't ever come true. Why is that? I'm not blaming the meteorologist, but it really seems consistent. Like the 10, 12-foot water surge doesn't really seem to happen. And I started noticing this a couple of years ago, and I think it was a storm that was hitting Florida. And they were talking about this wall of water, and it didn't happen. And I wonder why the prediction of the... I think it's important for the meteorologist to create, you know, a sense of, look, it could be this bad. But it seems like they're so sure that the surge is going to be a certain height, and it really never seems to be that high. You know, there was a lot of damage, and you saw, you know, where one of the teams play. I think it was the Tropicana or the Tropical, whatever the name, the commercial name of the dome is, where they play baseball, I think, in Tampa Bay. The stadium roof was supposed to withstand a hurricane. Man, it was just shredded. It's just in shreds. So that was an amazing visual. We could all relate to the flooding. We could all relate to the wind and water damage. And it's, you know, it's hard to see that because we know exactly what those people are going through. And it is really, really tough. And our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. But, you know, there were times last night that it almost seemed like the people on television, on the news channels who were covering this live, it almost seemed like they wanted to make it seem worse than it really was. And I know it was bad, but it really didn't seem to be as bad as predicted. Look, that's a good thing. You know, certainly we would all rather it not be as bad as is predicted because, you know, the predictions of Hurricane Milton were horrific. And again, this surge of water, I don't think that surge of water really materialized. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is in the control room at the other studio at the station. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited about Spencer Rattler.
You know, I am too. You know, we talked about this, and you agreed that it seemed like Spencer Rattler was the best choice. And you know, I don't know all the details. And as I said yesterday, the Saints know these players. But what I saw in a game situation in the preseason, what I saw of both of these quarterbacks, I thought that Spencer Rattler is the best choice for us right now, considering that the offensive line is depleted and this guy may have to run. And since Spencer Rattler has the ability to run more than Haener, even more than Carr, of course, it seems like he's the best shot at this. And, you know, man, I hope he comes and does a killer job. I hope he does such a great job that there's a question about who should be the starting quarterback. Because if that comes up, and I don't think it's going to be a real question with the Saints. But if that question comes up, it means that Spencer Rattler did a great job and the Saints are winning without their starting quarterback. And that would be awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't that excited about the Bucs game this time yesterday, but brother, I'm excited now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. It's something that's different. You know, you lose your starting quarterback against a team that's really hot. And look, you know, in the same way, remember when Hurricane Francine was coming through this area? And people were talking about how, you know, the Saints are going to be playing when they went to Dallas. They were going to be playing for the entire area. They were going to be playing for the area that has been hit by the storm. And they're going to have an extra incentive to play. Well, think about how Tampa Bay feels right now. You know, their area was hit. Their home area was hit by Hurricane Milton. In fact, they're in New Orleans now. They came early because they had to get out of there because of the storm. So they're here early. They're going to have an added incentive in addition to the fact that they're a well-run football team and Baker Mayfield's doing a great job with them at quarterback. They're a hot team right now. And so, yeah, losing your starting quarterback, you know, Bobby Hebert said it the other day, the Saints are not going to win without their starting quarterback. But, I have a feeling that Spencer Rattler may give them more than they're planning on.
Yeah, I'm excited about this game, man. I think it's going to be good fun.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
Here's a text that says, question, why did the media stand outside in the middle of horrific weather? Aren't they putting themselves in harm's way?
Well, you know, they are, but they are very careful to say that they put their anchors in situations that they deem safe. And last night, I forget which channel I was watching. I was just doing a lot of channel surfing. One of the networks said, you know, they were on the front line by the water and it got too dangerous that they backed off. So they do take care of them. But, you know, really, it's all about the drama. You know, it's about the drama of seeing Anderson Cooper. He doesn't have to be in the storm. You know, there's video out there. There's live video, live coverage of the storm. He could be in the studio, but the networks want their anchors out in it because that shows that their anchors are involved, that they're involved in the story. And it's really all about branding the personality when it comes to news.
Here's a text that says, the storm surge did materialize, just not at Tampa. According to Peyton Malone, it was a difference of only 5 miles.
Interesting. So the storm surge was 10 feet. It seemed like it was about 10 feet or something like that. I've just noticed the last couple of storms, the storm surge really wasn't even close to being as bad as predicted.
Here's another text that says, I think the storm surge can vary depending on how fast the storm moves and how landfall coincides with high tides. Milton sped up and hit earlier than originally predicted. If the predicted slower movement would have coincided with high tides, the surge could have been higher. Speeding up may have had a landfall at low tide and less of a storm surge.
Well, you know, that's a good explanation. And I'm not criticizing the meteorologists who are not predicting it accurately. I'm wondering why they have information that indicates that the storm surge is going to be this high when it's really rarely that high. And nobody's surprised because it doesn't seem to supersede the predictions.
And I'll leave you with this one. We need to make sure that the Bucks eat all the spicy food that they are not used to. Get their stomachs upset for the game.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of cruel, but it's strategic. I mean, it's kind of smart because, you know, if you're not used to eating spicy food and you eat spicy food, you're going to spend some time in the stall, you know, in the locker room. They're going to spend some time in the stall. And, you know, maybe I guess it would be possible that a couple of key players might have to leave the bench to head back to the locker room to, you know, go in the stall. And, you know, if you're really not used to it, that food can burn your stomach and burn your intestines. And, it can be a tough situation. But look, let's not wish anything negative on the Bucks like that, although that's an interesting strategy. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Why did God create the mosquito? We've got mosquitoes in the area. And you've heard in our news for the last 2 days about the swarms of mosquitoes and that how bad mosquitoes are. You know, I'm living at West End. I'm doing the show from my apartment at West End today. And out here at West End in the Lakeview area, I have not seen. Now, maybe further inland, maybe there are mosquitoes. But, you know, my apartment here at West End, I've got a balcony and I have not noticed a disproportionate number of mosquitoes. But in other areas of the city, mosquitoes seem to be really bad. And I couldn't help but think, like, this is a little bug that bites us, it sucks our blood, it leaves a little bump, and it itches, and they're aggravating. And, we hate mosquitoes. So what purpose do they serve? Do they serve any purpose in the whole system of life on this planet? We're going to try to find out more about that. All right, so Spencer Rattler is starting at quarterback. The guy is a rookie, but you can't help but think that he's going to really look forward to taking advantage of the opportunity to start for the Saints. Yeah, I mean, the spotlight is going to be on him, and a lot of pressure is going to be on him. I hope he doesn't feel the pressure, and I hope he just goes out there with reckless abandon and just plays by his instinct and doesn't allow the pressure to get to him. We can talk about that this afternoon. Are you glad that Spencer Rattler is the starting quarterback for the Saints this week? I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful Thursday, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, happy birthday today to Cyril Neville. Cyril Neville, 76 years old today. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us Thursday afternoon. So, you know, I remember when I was a teenager and we used to go parking at the lakefront. And those of you who are baby boomers, you know, kids don't go parking anymore. No, they just go to their houses. Maybe this is a topic for a show. Where do teenagers today go to make out, or do they? You know, I think that would be an interesting thing to talk about, because, you know, when I was growing up, there was the lakefront, there was Pop's Fountain at City Park, and I guess occasionally I would go to the end of the runway at the airport, and there were some dark places where you could park and make out. And I remember in the summertime, or before it got to be cold, when mosquitoes were out, I remember sitting in the car, and I'm sure many of you boomers can relate to this. You're sitting in the car with your date, and you're making out, and it's a little bit hot and sweaty, and you know the windows are rolled up because of the mosquitoes, but it's, you know, it's pretty hot AF in the car, so you're sweating, and there's quiet. I mean, all you can hear is a little bit of the knacking noise when you're, you know, kissing somebody. But the only other noise you hear is this. You hear this mosquito that's in the car. And then the buzzing stops. And you know at this point the mosquito has landed. And you know it is about to stick its thing right into you and start sucking your blood. And so then you kind of look at smack. You try to smack the mosquito. But I will always, whenever I think about mosquitoes, I will always think about those times at the lakefront, when it was just dead silent in the car, but you could hear that mosquito buzzing around. It was just maddening. So when I hear about this, and we've had this on our news the last couple of days, I hear about these mosquitoes and how the conditions, because of the rain that we had and now the dry, warmer weather, these have been ripe conditions for mosquitoes to grow and develop. And so they're out there. Diane Newman, our operations director and brand manager, sent me a text before the show, and she said, are the mosquitoes bad at West End? Because she lives around Bayou St. John, mid-city, and she said the mosquitoes are terrible there. Well, as I said earlier, here at West End, they don't seem to be that bad. It doesn't seem to be a disproportionate number of mosquitoes out. Now, where you live, you might have more. In fact, if you notice that there's an unusual amount of mosquitoes in your area and you want to call us and share that with us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But when I was thinking about the mosquito, I'm thinking about this little bug that lands on our arms, legs, and it sucks our blood. And then it just, you know, moves on. Why did God even make this creature? I mean, does the mosquito have any purpose at all? So I thought, well, let's go to the Audubon Insectarium. And Zach Lemon is the curator of animal collections. And Zach joins us on WWL. Zach, good afternoon. Hey, Zach.
Yes, hi.
Okay. Hey, listen, really the simple question is, what purpose does the mosquito have? Why did God make the mosquito?
Well, I can't answer the theological question, but take a stab at the biological question. We tend to look at, as ecologists, we tend to look at an environment and what's in there. What's the soil like? What are the plants like? What's the weather like? What are the animals like? And we have to think that absent any tinkering from another species, we're particularly good at tinkering, that environment has what it has for a particular reason. Now, humans are part of the natural environment, to be sure. So when you look at insects, any insects, they're going to serve some function in keeping that ecosystem going. It's like if you open up a watch and you look at all the parts. Well, nobody's putting extra things in watch for a good reason. So every spring and every gear is in there for a reason. When people ask me about pest insects, fleas, ticks, roaches, mosquitoes, and they say, what's the purpose of this animal? It's from an anthropocentric standpoint, as in, well, they bother me, they bother me for humans, so they probably shouldn't exist. And that's really what I think about,
you know,
thinks about all of them.
Zach, we're having a hard time hearing you. I'm going to have Ian call you right back. So just hang on. Let's have Ian call you right back, and let's see if we can get a better connection, because we're having a hard time hearing you. So what Zach is saying is that mosquitoes are part of the natural environment, part of the ecosystem. And, you know, I understand that. I mean, there are things out there that, you know, we don't know why God made them. Like, you know, what's the purpose of snakes? There are animals that eat snakes, and then there are snakes that the snakes eat certain animals that, you know, the population of certain animals needs to be controlled. And I guess the snakes eat those. So, you know, I'm not a biologist, but I try to understand these things. But I just couldn't help but wonder, you know, why the hell did God make mosquitoes? And what's the purpose? Ian, do we have Zach back yet? We're trying to get Zach back here in just a moment, because we had just such a bad connection earlier. So have you noticed mosquitoes in your neighborhood? Are they really bad? Do you notice that they're worse? Because we've had these stories the last couple of days about the mosquito population being really bad because of ideal conditions to breed. You know, I mean, look, when we were young, we looked for, you know, any reason to try to breed, and we didn't worry about ideal conditions. Okay, Zach is back with us. Yeah, Zach, we were breaking up a lot, so I'm glad we have a better connection now. So you're talking about the mosquito being part of the ecosystem. So tell me the purpose that the mosquito serves in the ecosystem.
Well, I was saying earlier, when we didn't have a good connection, that people who are annoyed by certain insects always ask the question, what's the purpose of this bug existing from a human-only standpoint? And nature doesn't work on a single species sort of a plan or an algorithm. It wants to look at the whole system. So when you have something like insects, you have a huge volume of biomass, the actual weight of biological material. If you put all the insects on a scale, for example, in the world, they would outweigh all the humans by many, many thousands of times. So there's a lot
Are you telling me if you put every mosquito on the planet on a scale, it would weigh more collectively than all the humans?
I don't know about mosquitoes. I said insects, meaning all the insects.
Oh, insects in general.
It might be true for mosquitoes only. It might be true for mosquitoes only. But my point is this. There are so many of them out there that they are bound to be important. And this is the answer to your question. What's their purpose? They're bound to be important because they're either eating a lot of something or a lot of other things are eating them. If you think about, for example, a food pyramid, the base of the pyramid has to be the strongest part, and it has to be what there's the most of. So plants are at the base of a pyramid of things that get eaten on this planet. And right above the plants are the insects. So if you pull insects out of the equation, you're going to have unregulated plant growth, and you're going to have hungry predators up the line. So getting back to mosquitoes, You have an animal that starts its life in the water. That's where it lives as a larva. And then it's the thing that we tend to like a lot less, the female mosquito that drinks our blood. But in all of those stages, variously, they have predators, fish, birds, lizards, frogs, bats, dragonflies, spiders, ants. So if you waved a wand and all the mosquitoes were gone, you might have fewer of all of those other animals up the ladder. Mm. And you can even ask people who are in mosquito control for a living. They will tell you, well, maybe worldwide, the environment wouldn't look drastically different without mosquitoes, but it probably would, and certain specific ecosystems definitely would, because the predators of mosquitoes would be fewer in number, and the things that mosquitoes eat might be unchecked. Now, as a larva, a mosquito is in the water eating tiny little bits of debris. As an adult, most people don't realize this, but the majority of mosquito species in the world don't feed on humans. They drink the blood of other animals, but we never really ask about them. And the males don't drink blood at all, and many of them visit flowers and are important pollinators. There's one in the northeastern U.S. called the snow pool mosquito, and it is an orchid pollinator. So there are a lot of interesting things that they do. Now, I'll say this also, and I know I've spoken for a while without letting you jump in.
No, it's okay. It's interesting.
What I was saying at the very beginning when our connection was poor was that we always ask about a pest species, why does it exist? And it might be that mosquitoes, as disease vectors, which spread germs that can sometimes kill humans, exist precisely to control our species. And I sometimes jokingly ask folks, I sort of turn it on its head and I say, do you think the mice in their den at night sit around and go, snakes, what's up, hawks, why, what's the purpose? Because those animals kill mice, so mice ostensibly don't like them. That's the joke, but it's also the truth. So anyway, I say mosquitoes are necessary for the environment, not because I necessarily want there to be fewer people, and I certainly don't want to get a disease and get sick any more than anyone else does. But I do know that they are food for lots of other things, and they are pollinators, and that alone is reason enough to at least keep them around, even if I don't want them biting me.
Yeah, I mean, that's really interesting that they might even be part of a system to help control the human species. Like, we don't, you know, you think that there would be enough checks and balances in our society of, you know, murders or accidents that kill people, that there would be just enough things in our society other than the mosquito that would control our population. But it's interesting that the mosquito might actually play a part there.
Well, societally, there's the things that you're talking about, but why don't you go back 10,000 years or 20,000 years and think about, on whatever continent you're on, all of the larger predatory animals that might kill people from time to time, whether it's a charging rhinoceros or a hippopotamus on the African continent, or a big cat either in Asia or in South America, or crocodilians. We've limited our exposure to those animals and their populations. And of course, you know, we are warlike enough that, yes, we can control our own numbers to a certain extent, but that's not an answer to why there are mosquitoes.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Zach Lemon. He is a curator of animal collections at the Audubon Insectarium. And, you know, with all of this talk in the news about all the mosquitoes that are out there in the New Orleans area and the Gulf South right now, I just kind of wondered, what purpose does the mosquito serve? Why did God create the mosquito? And we're getting an answer for that. Why do some people seem to be bitten by mosquitoes more than others?
That is an old question, and I think scientists are getting closer to the answer. I have read over the course of time everything from what your diet is to whether you're male or female, to if you're female, whether you're pregnant or not, to how much heat you're giving off, to your blood type and other chemicals that are emanating from a given human that a mosquito may be able to pick up. So regardless of what the exact answer is, which I don't know myself, we all know that, you know, a group of five of us can go out in an area with mosquitoes and have five different sets of reactions based on how we react to mosquito bites and attractiveness to mosquitoes. I happen to be a magnet for them, and I get itchy when they bite. But there are other people who get bitten a lot and don't get very itchy. And then there are people who just don't get bitten a lot. But when they do, they have a bad reaction.
So there's no information out there about mosquitoes preferring a certain blood type over another blood type?
There's information. I just don't know where the science has landed recently. The last time I read about blood type was a while ago. What I will tell you is that our city's Mosquito, Termite, and Rodent Control Board has real experts in this subject, and I'm pleased to tell you what little I know about mosquitoes. I think if it was a Zach and Scoot contest, I'd win the mosquito knowledge contest. But the folks over at our Mosquito Control Board, they're really knowledgeable. And if you've got anybody who's looking to see both some cool Audubon bugs and those people, it turns out you just happened to ask me on today, but this Saturday is the NOLA Bug Fest, and it's right there at the lakefront near UNO at the Mosquito Control Office. So their experts will be there. Audubon Insectarium will be there, and so will a lot of other vendors.
Wait, it's the NOLA Bug?
NOLA Bug Fest. And it is put on and organized by our city's Mosquito Control Board.
Would this be one of those things where there would be bugs available to eat?
We are not providing any edible insects ourselves. You can come to Audubon Insectarium any day of the week and get that, though.
Really? Well,
the last time I saw you, we had some edible insects.
I've eaten a couple of bugs there. I mean, it's not my favorite, but, you know, I mean, if I had to, I'd eat it. Listen, don't you find it really interesting that only the female mosquitoes bite? And the idea that only the female mosquitoes bite, I think this is a metaphor for preparing all of us for life, that it's only the females that really try to suck the blood out of us.
I think between your intro about where high schoolers go for their romantic dalliances and this, I had no idea I was stepping into such a racy interview. I will tell you that blood is full of protein, and the eggs of all animals, whether it's a bird or a fish or a bug, need protein to be big, healthy, well-formed eggs. So with most of the ectoparasites, the things that live on the outside of our body that drink blood, not the ectoparasites that do other things like chew dead skin or something like that, if they are insects and they are sucking blood, they are probably females and trying to get the protein in the blood to form eggs. That's why it's only the females that bite with mosquitoes.
All right, so, Zach, as somebody who appreciates insects and even mosquitoes, do you have a hard time? If there's a mosquito on your arm and it's sucking your blood, do you have a hard time killing it? Do you have a problem with that?
I don't give it a second thought. Because,
okay, good.
I can admire mosquitoes, and I do, and I can like certain ones a lot, and I do, but self-preservation is usually going to trump that. That love of insects, but you know, if I look at a picture of a beautiful mosquito, I can say that's a beautiful mosquito. And there are some that have scales on them that are iridescent purple and blue, and they're as gorgeous as a butterfly. You just have to magnify them. One of which, by the way, the largest type of mosquito in the world, does not take a blood meal, and its larva eats other mosquito larvae. So from our perspective, it's a win-win bug.
Amazing what we learn on this show, and now we're learning a lot about mosquitoes. Well, it's interesting. I'm glad to know that when a mosquito crosses the line and does attack you, you're not afraid to kill it. All right, I'm Scoot, and that's Zach Levin, the curator of animal collections at the Audubon Insectarium. Zach, thanks for being with us. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. All right, Spencer Rattler, starting quarterback for the Saints. We talked about it yesterday. I'm excited. I'm excited about seeing him in there. Now, you know, sometimes rookie quarterbacks are very successful. Even though they're rookies, sometimes they're very successful. I've seen some things from Spencer Rattler that look good to me, so I think it's going to be fun to watch him play. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Marrero and George. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Listen to you all the time. Love the show.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that. Means a lot.
You asked the question, why did God put mosquitoes here? And I know you're not suggesting that God did something that makes no sense. But I can only respond from a biblical standpoint. In Deuteronomy 29 and 29, it says the secret things of this world belongs to God. Those things that are revealed belong to us and our children. In other words, there are some things we just won't know.
Well, yeah, and you know, I asked that question. You know, there are some things that that God created that we, you know, we can't help but look around ourselves and go, okay, well, what's the purpose of this? I mean, why did God create that? But I say it kind of in jest because we don't have to know. We're not supposed to know. But you know, there are some things like the mosquito. You know, from just the standpoint of an average person, you can look at the mosquito and think, why the hell did God create this thing? All it does is bite us. But we just heard a whole plethora of information about the mosquito and the advantages of the mosquito and the role the mosquito plays in the ecosystem of the world.
But once again, from the biblical standpoint, all God does, he do it well.
Yeah. Yeah, but between you and me, I could do without the mosquito.
Yeah, well, so can I, but... Okay. You know, I don't know all God. If we knew all the answers, we'll be like God.
Well, that's right. If we knew all the answers, we'd be talk show hosts. All right, George, I appreciate the call. Glad you're listening. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so Hurricane Milton hit Florida last night. I was watching much of that. Some of you may have been watching as well. And I think we watch, and I don't mean this to sound the way it sounds, but I think we watch that sometimes because it's not us. It's not that we wish it on anybody else, but we're kind of curious and we're interested in watching it because when it's happening to us, there are things about it that we can't pay attention to. And so This is a disruption from nature. It's something we do not control, contrary to what some people believe, and we'll talk about that next hour. But it's interesting to sit back and watch it because, you know, we can all relate to it. There is a new poll out on the Harris-Trump race. We'll share that with you coming up in the next hour. Also, border crossing information is out. New information out about border crossings. We'll have an update on that for you. And Donald Trump is talking about Howard Stern being a beta male, not an alpha male. Donald Trump says that Howard Stern is a beta male because of his interview with Kamala Harris. All of that and more coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar on this day in 1980, the funeral of the late drummer John Bonham of Led Zeppelin was held in England. John Bonham was found dead at the home of Jimmy Page. John Bonham was only 32 years old. He was a victim of asphyxiation. It was from excessive vodka consumption. And I think he did some drugs too, but man, that stuff can kill you. And it's so sad that, you know, so many talented rockers have dealt with drug and alcohol problems and they end up dead because of overconsumption. And, you know, sometimes I think these really, really talented people are haunted by demons and they try to fight off those demons by escaping through drugs and alcohol. But anyway, this is the day the funeral of John Bonham was held. All right, Biden is talking about some un-American claims that Donald Trump is making. We'll add that to the conversation next hour. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon, and we will be right back on WWL.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.